read earlier this morning about in John's Gospel that the Lord spoke about him being lifted up in John 3 and in John 8. Well, there's one other occasion in John's Gospel, and it's in John 12. He says, the Lord speaking, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all, and men is in italics, unto me. All unto me. In other words, His domain is not just to be king of Israel, but it's the king of kings. And his reach will not just be for one nation, but all the nations. Through Abraham's seed, all nations will be blessed. This was foretold. And so this is something that he's, you know, this is what Satan tried to offer him, right? This was, I will give you all the kings of the earth. Well, the Lord has all the kingdoms of the earth. He achieved that by being obedient, even unto death.
Can't we say, that the glories the Lord has now are invisible to nature?
Yeah.
Nature, man, and natural man cannot see his glory. We can by faith. Mm-hmm. We're told that in Hebrews. But we see Jesus, crowned with glory and honor. But I'm wondering if, because it said in Daniel 9 that 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, was told to Daniel. At the end of the 69th week, Messiah was cut off and had nothing. From Israel, he had nothing. They gave him nothing but rejection. And so the clock, the prophetic clock, concerning God's ways with his people, Israel, stopped. We live in the parenthesis. We're the people of the parenthesis. We're the people of the grace. And so we're related to the Lord, not as a man, not as a man on earth, not as a king on earth. We're related to the Lord in glory today. And so the Lord is finished, when God is finished bringing a people out of the Gentiles for his beloved, and the assembly is complete, and we're raptured to glory, then the time clock will begin again. And then it will be a time when God is working with a view to the visible glories. And the visible glories will come out when the Lord comes and manifests his glory. But so praise God, we have a privilege that Israel doesn't now have. Israel doesn't see anything in him, but they will in a coming day. But today we see the glories of his person, of his glorious resurrection, of his glorious name, and his glorious ministries that are going on 24/7 for us. But just to think, one day his glory will be manifested here in power and magnificence in a way this world has never seen anything the like. And so it's an amazing future God has allowed us to be part of.
I have a question. One of the things that many, I think, have some kind of difficulty with is this thought of glory. Now, it was said of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the excellent glory, and we see different ways it's used, from the excellent glory. Mm-hmm. Brother Emil, I believe this morning, gave us this glory, that glory, that glory. Stephen looked up into the glory and saw the Lord Jesus Christ. What is glory? Really, because, you know, I've been to so many conferences and so many Bible reading, and we this whole thing of glory, the glory of the Lord Jesus, glories that follow and all of these. But really and truly, what is, when it speaks of the glory of God, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, it just seemed like a place. He spoke from the excellent glory. Mm-hmm. And the easy answer that so often we get is displayed excellence. Well, what is that? So what is glory? I mean, I might not get an answer again.
I was wondering, what were you told in the other conference?
Maybe I don't remember that.
It's used in many different ways in Scripture.
Yes.
It's a word that, it does define a place, a physical place, but also it represents abstract truths. For example, the Lord was raised by the glory of the Father. What's that? Well, when Christ was raised, God the Father, in power, raised him, and it displayed God's power. Mm-hmm. But the word used there is the glory of the Father. And many other expressions. We use the expression moral glory. Because when we look upon the Lord, what did we see? We saw grace and truth when we beheld him. Those are moral glories. And we're talking about his glories. These are attributes also of his character, but also things that he has won. Positions he's gained. Trophies he has now. I'm speaking metaphorically. And we are also part of his glories. We have become part of what he has won. You're part of his trophy. So maybe some others have some.
Could we say that glory is that which renders praise to God? That which renders praise to God.
That's another use of the word, yes. You glorify God.
Definition that you had mentioned is still probably the best. The excellency and exhibition. It's like if we think of the sun, we may speak the sun that's in the heavens. Not our sun, but the created one. S-U-N. I mean, it's a nuclear ball, you know, of heat and whatever. You know, I'm not a scientist, but we speak of the glory of the sun. What is that? It's what it's the brightness, what we see. We can't get close to it, you know, or we burn to a crisp. But we look in the morning and wasn't the sun glorious this morning? You know, it is abstract, but it's the shining forth of what was the inner worth that we can like catch, you know, or see. Go ahead.
Example that was used, raised by the glory of the Father, I believe we can sort of analyze that a little to give expression to the meaning of that. Because the work of Christ and what he has accomplished was to satisfy and bring glory to the Father. And the only right thing for God to do now is to give him that place that he has himself secured at his right hand, raised and placed there at the Father's right hand. The Father says, you deserve that place. This is the glory that acquired glory, you would say, what he had not before. But now he's acquired that through his work on the cross. And there, the only answer that is fitting for me, use it that, is that the Father whom he glorified, that whose excellence he displayed, the Father's excellence, his perfections that he displayed, they require now, demand, I can say, maybe, that the one who did that work would see receive the highest place at his right hand.
Yeah. Synonym probably, in that the sense of glory we're speaking of now, could be like renown. You know, renown is another way of looking at it. Like when we speak of someone's worth or renown, could be a way of also understanding it.